Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Nagsani puwersa ang iba't ibang organisasyon kasama ang Mental Health Foundation Australia upang magdaos ng isang 45-day meal initiative bilang tulong sa mga lubos na naapektuhan ng COVID-19. Sa ating panayam sa Filipino Ambassador ng Mental Health Foundation Australia na si Laura Love, ibinahagi niya ang mga detalye ng nasabing inisyatibo at ang pakiramdam na maging bahagi ng proyekto. Today we have Mental Health Foundation Ambassador, the lovely Miss Laura Love.
Thank you so much. Laura, I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time. Laura, just recently, Mental Health Foundation Australia, together with the Mental Health Ambassadors, cooked over 1,000 meals for the community affected by COVID-19. So can you tell me more about the COVID-19 meal delivery initiative?
Sure. So it was actually organized by one of the board members of Mental Health Foundation Australia. So as you know, they believe that, you know, mental health is important. At the same time, they're very much aware that a lot of people are, you know, really going through tough times, these hardships, especially COVID times. So they've gathered around, and there were some donors or sponsors that were willing to support the idea. And so Vasant Srinivasan, who's like a father figure for me personally, him and the other team of Mental Health Foundation have decided to do the 45-day meal initiative.
So when did you guys start?
The 30th day, yes.
It's been a month
every day.
Now.
One of the sponsors, they have their own kitchenette, industrial kitchenette. So they have decided to lend it to Mental Health Foundation. There are the ones where we cooked. There were three, especially for safety reason then, so we can't cramp in everyone, all the different backgrounds, different, you know, volunteers who would like to cook different dishes. So they've done a group. So for us last Sunday, we had a team from Philippines, from Malaysia, from India, but we were all gathered in different kitchenettes. So that being said, I can tell you directly. So last Sunday was it was the 28th day.
Okay, so almost a month now. Do you know, Laura, how the meal distribution worked?
I believe one of them, I can definitely, I don't know all of them, but I know a few days ago it was sent to Salvation Army. So they have different group of places that they sent through. One being in a Collingwood high rise. Which is obviously managed by Salvos. And then there are Salvos in the city. That's one of the places that they also deliver the food.
Who chose the meals? Like, what sort of food did you prepare for them?
Well, we had a captain for that Sunday, which is Heidi Burns, one of our good friends. Because she used to work, I didn't know this until that day, but she used to work in a hospitality and in the kitchen. So she has lent the recipe to us because we want to keep it simple but also healthy.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I was told all the meals, by the way, are all vegetarian. Just to, I guess, to keep it safe, that in case some people are, you know, don't eat meat and all that. So that being said, the recipe was from Heidi Burns. It was the recipe then were given to Mental Health Foundation. The donors and sponsors were allocated to organize all the ingredients, and then we, if we can bring some ingredients ourselves, you know, we're allowed to. And then we're told when we're allowed to use the kitchen. So for us, we were allocated last Sunday.
And of course, you're following the COVID-19 protocols inside the kitchen. There's social distancing.
Yeah. Oh, definitely, they're very strict about it. And even before we're allowed to do that, you know, that being said, there are a lot of people who were very generous and willing to help out. However, not everyone allowed to obviously be there. So it is definitely a humbling experience to be able to be given that opportunity to cook for our less fortunate. But that being said, they had to come up with a permit. They have to inform the police. Some of the places that were delivered, actually some of police force were there to assist Mental Health Foundation. We had everything that we need to do. And also, this is all through the HHS, I believe so.
Quick question about the recipients. Do you know who exactly will be able to receive the meals? Are they the international students or anyone who just wants to line up and get food or meals?
Sure. I believe, yes is the short answer. There, international students are part of that recipients. I'm just going through the notes that I was given. Let me see if I can give a specific detail. Definitely international students through, obviously, Salvation Army. And obviously Salvation Army's list of, I guess, groups that they would have in terms of the ones that are really needing help meal-wise.
And on that day, you cooked 1,000 meals, or is that like for the whole 28 days?
No. That 1,000 meal is actually, yes, we cook 1,000 meals collectively with the rest of the other volunteers. Mm-hmm. So on that day, I can tell you who were there. So collectively, we had, which were all organized by the Mental Health Foundation ambassadors, or multicultural ambassadors, and I'm actually one part of them with Romana Hansen. There were six nations in different kitchens or different teams who cooked at that day. So we were expected to have 200 per team, 200 food packs, which is those takeaway food packs. So 200 each team, collectively 1,000 meals for that day.
Wow. Okay. That's good. How does it feel, Laura, being part of this initiative?
It's very humbling, to be honest. Like, I guess for us, we're very blessed that we still have, jobs, and we still are able to, to bring food really to on our tables. But there are people who are, are doing it really tough. So to be able to know that you're part of a team or an organization who are impacting other people's lives, it's, very humbling. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I'll be able to do that. Like, it's just one of those things that you want to be able to do. But it's also some way, because we haven't seen each other for so long since the lockdown. Obviously, we're not allowed to hug and kisses and all that. Even to just have that chance to also chat and find out how they are, which are friends. They are like personal friends to us. There's a lot of camaraderie.
And why do you think Mental Health Foundation Australia decided to organize this meal delivery initiative?
So my understanding from my father figure, Vassan, there were a lot of people, a lot of friends who really wanting to do something. And a lot of people are willing to donate, partly some of those donations are from Mental Health Foundation that that we've collected. Instead of having to give money, I guess they wanted to do something more that is, the basics.
Yes.
Being able to provide for the basics, which is food, really, one of those things. So, and I think few people have conveyed that they are willing to help out and cook. And so the initiatives were really from the Mental Health Foundation members.
And our mental health, Laura, is very important nowadays.
I know personally from some of my friends who are not willing to speak up unless someone reach out to them. So for those who are in the fortunate situation, if you are able to give out, it doesn't have to be specifically these type of movements. It can be anything, even just personal things. Reach out to your friends. Check how they are going. Some of them probably... I've even heard on the radio that a lot of people are feeling disconnected these days because obviously everyone's locked inside their houses. So having friends who would just, check on them is a big thing. More so, I think this is a good chance for those who are able and are fortunate to, if you can do something or help out your friends or donate anything, any movement at all, or some sort of an initiative that will that you'll be able to give back to others, be part of it. And for those who are in the other side, where they're finding themselves in an unfortunate situation, you're not alone. Your friends and your family loves you, and don't hesitate to speak up. To tell your friends that that you need help. We're all in this together. It was funny because one of the things that I was reflecting yesterday after I tank up the car, and this lovely gentleman, I was cleaning my car, my windshield, and he was saying, he started talking to me, and you can see that a lot of people are really wanting to talk to people because they've lost that human communication, human contact. One of the things that he sort of like stuck in my head that he mentioned, he said, you know, we're all in this together. We need, you know, we need to look out for one another more now than before, you know.
Where can they reach out if they're going through, you know, a lot of things or like they're going through rough times right now?
Yes, definitely. Look, they have a Facebook page. So they can just key in Mental Health Foundation Australia. Their line, I can give that out to you, or you can even key in on the website, mhfa.org.au. All their contact numbers will be there. You know, they may be Mental Health Foundation Australia, but they do have a lot of resources that they'll be able to provide, you know, for anything. One being now is like, yeah, food assistance for those who really need help. So do reach out. Their number is, again, on the website. But for those who wanting to know, I have here 03-9826-1422. And I'm sure someone will, whoever's on the other side of the phone will be more than happy to assist you or help you or help any of your friends who are needing help.
There you have it. Thank you very much, Mental Health Foundation Australia Ambassador Laura Love. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.